Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the entire specification, tropical rainforest ecosystems. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover goods and services, climate change threats, the causes of deforestation, and sustainable management, all with the exam tips and specific facts you need to score top marks. Let's get into it. Section 1. What are tropical rainforests, and why do they matter? Tropical rainforests are found between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. That's roughly between 23 degrees north and south of the equator. The biggest one, and the one you absolutely must know for your exam, is the Amazon rainforest in South America. It covers around 5.5 million square kilometres, with about 60% located in Brazil. Now, here's something that will blow your mind. The Amazon alone is home to around 10% of all species on Earth. That includes over 40,000 plant species, 1,300 bird species, and 3,000 types of fish. It is, quite simply, the most biodiverse place on the planet. Rainforests have a very distinctive structure. At the top, you have the emergent layer, the tallest trees that poke above everything else, sometimes reaching 45 metres or more. Below that is the canopy, a dense, continuous layer of leaves and branches where most of the wildlife lives. Then comes the understory, shrubs and smaller trees adapted to low light. And finally, the forest floor, which is dark, damp, and teeming with decomposers. Section 2. Goods and services. And this distinction is crucial for your exam. Examiners will specifically test whether you understand the difference between goods and services. So let me be really clear. Goods are physical products that come directly from the rainforest. Services are the benefits the ecosystem provides, things it does for us and for the planet. Let's start with goods. Food is a major one. Cacao, which gives us chocolate, bananas, coffee, and Brazil nuts all originate from rainforest species. Timber is another huge good. Hardwoods like mahogany are incredibly valuable, with mahogany fetching around $1,600 per cubic meter on international markets. Medicines are perhaps the most important good of all. Around 25% of all modern medicines are derived from rainforest plants. The rosy periwinkle, found in Madagascar, has been used to develop treatments for childhood leukemia. Quinine, from the cinchona tree, treats malaria. Scientists estimate that we've only studied about 1% of rainforest plant species for their medicinal potential, which means the vast majority of potential cures are still out there, undiscovered. Now for services. Carbon storage is critical. The Amazon alone stores an estimated 150 to 200 billion tons of carbon. This makes it absolutely vital in regulating the Earth's climate. Water regulation is another key service. Rainforests intercept rainfall, release water vapour through transpiration, and maintain regional rainfall patterns. In fact, the Amazon generates its own rainfall through what scientists call flying rivers, huge columns of moisture that travel across the continent. Biodiversity support is a service too. The rainforest maintains the conditions that allow millions of species to survive. And then there's ecotourism. The Amazon generates around $2.4 billion annually from tourism, providing income for local communities without destroying the forest.
Section 3. How does climate change threaten tropical rainforests? This is a section where candidates often lose marks by being too vague. Examiners want you to link climate change specifically to the structure and functioning of the rainforest, not just say it gets hotter. Here's how to do it properly. Rising temperatures are projected to increase average temperatures in the Amazon by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius by 2100. This disrupts the delicate balance of the ecosystem. Many species have very narrow temperature tolerances. Even a small increase can push them towards extinction. Changing rainfall patterns are equally serious. Climate models suggest that parts of the Amazon will experience more frequent and severe droughts. In 2005 and 2010, the Amazon experienced two of the worst droughts on record, causing widespread tree mortality. When trees die, they release the carbon they've stored, turning the forest from a carbon sink into a carbon source. This is known as a tipping point, and scientists warn we may be approaching it. Increased drought stress also makes the forest more vulnerable to fire. fires that would naturally be contained by the moist conditions can spread much further in a drier forest. The structure of the rainforest is affected too. The canopy becomes less dense as trees die. This allows more sunlight to reach the forest floor, drying it out further and making conditions even less suitable for shade-adapted species. Biodiversity collapses. Species that depend on specific conditions in the understory or forest floor lose their habitat. And here's a really important synoptic link for your exam. Deforestation and climate change work together to accelerate each other. Deforestation reduces transpiration, which reduces rainfall, which increases drought stress, which kills more trees, which releases more carbon, which warms the climate further. This is a positive feedback loop, and it's one of the most important concepts in this topic. Section 4. The causes of deforestation. Examiners expect you to distinguish between economic and social causes. Let me give you the key ones with specific facts. Economic causes first. Commercial farming is the single biggest driver of deforestation in the Amazon. Cattle ranching accounts for around 80% of deforestation in Brazil. The country is the world's largest beef exporter. Soya farming is also massive. Brazil produces around 35% of the world's soya, much of which is used to feed livestock in Europe and China. The financial returns are enormous, which makes it very difficult for governments to stop. Logging is another economic driver. The Carajás mine in Pará State, Brazil, is the world's largest iron ore mine. Mining operations require roads, infrastructure and energy, all of which drive further deforestation. Hardwood logging, both legal and illegal, removes valuable timber for export. Social causes include population pressure. Brazil's population grew from around 70 million in 1960 to over 215 million by 2023. This creates demand for agricultural land, housing and resources. The Trans-Amazonian Highway, built in the 1970s, opened up the interior of the Amazon to settlement and farming, accelerating deforestation dramatically. HEP dams are another cause. The Belo Monte Dam in Pará State, completed in 2016, flooded approximately 500 square kilometres of rainforest and displaced around 20,000 indigenous people. It was built to meet Brazil's growing energy demands.
Section 5. Sustainable management. And you must have a named region. This is where many candidates lose marks at the higher levels. The specification requires you to evaluate political and economic factors in sustainable management in a named region. The Amazon in Brazil is your go-to case study. Let's look at what's being done. The RED Plus program, that stands for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation, is an international initiative active in Brazil since 2008. It pays developing countries to protect their forests by compensating them for the carbon they keep stored. This is a political and economic tool. It makes the forest worth more alive than dead. Brazil's Forest Code requires landowners in the Amazon to maintain 80% of their land as forest. However, enforcement has been inconsistent, particularly under the Bolsonaro government from 2019 to 2022, when deforestation rates surged. Under President Lula, elected in 2022, Brazil has committed to zero illegal deforestation by 2030. This shows how political leadership directly affects conservation outcomes. Protected areas and indigenous reserves cover around 50% of the Brazilian Amazon. The Kayapó people, for example, manage around 11 million hectares of rainforest in Pará State. Research shows that indigenous managed lands have significantly lower deforestation rates than unprotected areas, demonstrating that community involvement is one of the most effective management strategies. Ecotourism provides an economic alternative to deforestation. The Mamirauá Sustainable Development Reserve in Amazonas State is a world-leading example. It generates income for local communities through wildlife tourism while maintaining forest cover. Debt for nature swaps are another political tool, where wealthy nations cancel developing country debt in exchange for conservation commitments. Section 6. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually score the marks. Common mistake number 1. Confusing goods and services. Remember, goods are physical products you can hold, like timber or fruit. Services are what the ecosystem does, like storing carbon or regulating rainfall. If a question asks you to identify goods and services, make sure you label each one correctly. Common mistake number two, vague links to climate change. Don't just say climate change makes it hotter. Say rising temperatures increase drought frequency, which causes tree mortality, which reduces canopy cover, which disrupts the nutrient cycle and reduces biodiversity. That's the kind of chain of reasoning that earns marks. Common mistake number three, generic management strategies. If a question asks about political and economic factors in sustainable management, you must reference specific named examples. Red Plus, the Forest Code, the Kaya Po people, Mami Rawa Reserve. Generic answers will not reach the higher levels. Common mistake number four, forgetting the Gersmehl nutrient cycle. If asked about ecosystem functioning, you should explain how the nutrient cycle works with large biomass, medium litter, and small soil stores, and how deforestation disrupts it by removing the biomass store and exposing the soil to leaching. Section 7, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these. Question 1, name three goods provided by tropical rainforests. Timber, medicines, and food, like cacao or Brazil nuts. Question 2, what percentage of modern medicines come from rainforest plants? Around 25%. Question 3, what is the Gersmehl model? A model showing nutrient cycling between biomass, litter, and soil, with the largest store in biomass in tropical rainforests. Question 4, name two economic causes of deforestation in the Amazon: cattle ranching and soya farming. Question 5, what is Red Plus? Reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, an international program that pays countries to protect their forests. Question 6, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon: the Kaya Po people managing 11 million hectares in Pará State. Question 7, name a specific example of community-based conservation in the Amazon. Section 8, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Tropical rainforests provide a huge range of goods: timber, food, medicines, and services, carbon storage, water regulation, biodiversity support, ecotourism. Climate change threatens these ecosystems through rising temperatures, changing rainfall, increased drought, and positive feedback loops. Deforestation is driven by economic causes like cattle ranching and mining, and social causes like population pressure. Sustainable management in the Amazon involves political tools like the Forest Code and Red Plus, economic tools like ecotourism and Get for Nature swaps, and community-based approaches like indigenous land management. On your exam, always use specific named examples. Always distinguish between goods and services. Always link climate change to specific impacts on structure and function. And always evaluate management strategies using political and economic factors. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. And remember, the more specific your knowledge, the more marks you earn. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.